This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-C, first name Alvaro, A-L-V-A-R-O. The date of birth, June 28, 1976. Date of evaluation, October 31st, 2024. The referring physician is Dr. Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 48-year-old male with low back pain, the HCI. The patient is a 48-year-old male who reports low back injury dating to approximately 2022 period. He stated that he had bent down to do a job. He stretched to his right, at which time he felt pain in his back, period. He then reported the event to his immediate supervisor, but nothing apparently was done, period. 1 month later, he saw a chiropractor, period. He stated that he then underwent massage therapy, which helped minimally, period. He had then sought medical legal help, period. He has continued with low back pain, which he states is sometimes throbbing and burning, period. Pain at other times is sharp, period. Typically, it is rated 4/10, period. It is worsened with standing and improved with lying on the floor, period. Patient had been evaluated by Dr. Hassan, and it was felt that he would require surgery of the lumbar spine, period. The patient underwent a series of studies which was consistent with lumbar disc degeneration, neck number lumbar spondylosis, neck number radiculopathy of the lumbar region, neck number other specified spondylopathies, lumbar region, neck number lumbar disc herniation, neck number lumbar stenosis with neurogenic claudication, period. Patient is now felt to require surgical intervention, period. He denies symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. He has normal exercise tolerance, period. Past medical history, hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, unknown knee surgery. Patient was unable to recall which knee he had surgical intervention, period. Next number, pterygium, right eye, period. The medication, cyclobenzaprine, 1-2 PRNHS. Gabapentin, unknown dose, 1 in AM and 2 in PM. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams PRN. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, father with diabetes. Social history, he notes occasional alcohol use, but denies any cigarette or substance abuse. Review of systems, constitutional, he reports weight gain, he further reports changes in appetite, eyes, he reports burning, gastrointestinal, he has constipation, musculoskeletal, as for HBI, neurologic, he has numbness in the left leg. The review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 128/84, pulse 93, respiratory rate 18, height 71 inches, weight 274.2 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The physical examination, he has a positive straight leg test on the right, period. He has decreased range of motion due to pain, period. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable except for tenderness in the lumbar region, period. The data review, x-rays, not dated September 24, 2022, mild degenerative changes, period. There is preservation of lumbar lordosis, period. There is no scoliosis, period. There is no evidence of fracture or dislocation, period. Lumbar MRI, dated May 23, 2024, period. There is L4-5 disc herniation causing severe spinal canal stenosis, period. There is prominent narrowing of the lateral recesses, right more than left, likely affecting the transverse sphincter nerve. There is also moderate to severe left and mild to moderate right foraminal narrowing at this level, period. There is a small disc bulge and annular fissure at L3-4 causing mild spinal and bilateral foraminal stenosis. EKG dated October 31st, 2024, reveals sinus rhythm 82 beats per minute. Otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 48-year-old male with history of hypercholesterolemia, prior knee surgery, who had suffered an injury involving his low back, period. Patient is felt to have claudication, disc degeneration, lumbar spondylosis, radiculopathy, and lumbar stenosis with neurogenic claudication as previously noted, period. He is now scheduled for intervention to include right L4-5 endoscopic discectomy by way of far lateral approach using general anesthesia, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same signs, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.